Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We are your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Oh, what an exciting show we have today.
Yes.
Give us all the news, Joan.
Okay. Well, we're heading into Valentine's Day here in the time and space that we are creating the show. And so our show is all about heart and consciousness. And this week we have a guest. Our guest is Emily Potter, and she's a musician and matrix practitioner. And so she's going to be joining us in Heart Space, where we can experience the infinite and expansive love of consciousness.
Now, Emily she's got a great story going of what she's doing on her tour. So what's that all about?
Yes. So she's going to share with us this amazing experience of love that she had with a man who essentially she knew telepathically, which is a really powerful story. And she is celebrating Valentine's Day for the whole month of February. And she's performing a true love tour up the west coast of the U.S. And so you can find out more about her tour by going to www.emilypotter.org/Giovanni, and Giovanni is spelled G-I-O-V-A-N-N-I.
And okay, so we got to get going here. So we need to get our announcements out of the way so we can bring Emily on. And we want to let you all know we enjoy hearing from you on Facebook and Twitter. And be sure and send your suggestions and things to talk about. And join us that way and play. And you got your webinar you want to announce, Joan?
No, my webinar is in process right now. So everybody stay tuned because there'll be a recording of a webinar next month.
Okay.
However, right now, the things to let you know about is that my books are on Kindle. And so you can go to my website, www.joan-newcomb.com. And you can find out all about my books. Actually, you can, any time or space that you're listening to this, you can go and find out the most recent webinar thing that's going on. I may have a free webinar available for you. And also, if you sign up, you can get a free cheat sheet on holding your own amidst all this growth and change.
And if you check in out on my website at janetandbeyond.com, you can get a great cheat sheet, top 10 points to enjoying life, and there's really 28 of them. So if you know me, you know how you know how long I
get. Stop at 10.
That's right. I couldn't limit it, so it just was flowing. So all those things that I find helpful to enjoying life, and I know that you would too. So okay, we got to bring Emily on because we're so excited that she's here. So okay, everybody, here's Emily.
Hello, everyone. Thank you.
Hi.
Here, and happy Valentine's Day week to all of you.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, you're on tour, and you're going to tell us a little bit about what you're on tour about, and you're connecting with us from San Diego. So, everybody, this is a very West Coast experience here. So, love happens everywhere. Go for it, girl.
Thank you. So, yeah, I had this idea on Christmas Eve. It just downpoured. We all know how that feels to get a huge download, just filled every cell in my body, that I knew that it was a chance for me to actually passionately show the universe that I'm ready to play the game of true love. And I've been playing the game of true love for a very long time, and I wanted to show up in a very real way and really do an experiment to see what to take it to the next level. So I'm actually from Salt Lake City, Utah, and I had this huge image that came of taking this show called The Giovanni Story. It's this whole story that I hope to tell you about today, and take it from venue to venue and just get in my car and go for the whole month of February as a Valentine to myself and to the audiences that I get to be with.
Wow. Okay.
I'm really excited about it. And I have to share that both Janet and I have taken a look at the genealogy TV show that you did. So, folks, if you go to her website, emilypotter.org, there's this great TV show on genealogy. But it really explains kind of your process of you turning within and connecting to essence. And I think that's a kind of a key thing to understanding your experience with Giovanni. Is that right?
It was key for me. I think there was a time where someone like me, who I would say that I was very spiritual since I was a little child, but there's a choice that you make when you really let yourself expand. And that happened to me right along the time that they came in and invited me to be part of that genealogy show, where essentially I got to start taking seriously the messages that I was receiving from a great, great, great grandfather. And there's a time where we all get to decide if we're crazy or if we actually can make these things have reality in our everyday life and to take them seriously. And I did an experiment and I said, yes, I actually do believe that I am listening and hearing guidance from the invisible world, particularly this grandfather. So that was a turning point for me. And it did actually get me on this path of being able to telepathically be in touch with this man, Giovanni.
Wow. Okay. So let's hear what's the story real quick, couple minutes, and then we'll go to commercial break and let everybody join us in Heart Space.
Yeah. Absolutely. I can do it in a couple minutes. So, so about 3 years ago, I had an activation happen because I was taking this part of my life seriously. And so about 3 years ago, I did an experiment and really realized that in the last 12 years, I have been in touch with this man, this dream man. And I decided that I didn't want to just see him in dreams and in telepathic communications and astral projections and cosmic experiences, that I wanted to actually meet him in our three-dimensional forms. So I took my faith to the next level and actually said, I want to meet you and marry you. So we made a plan all through just our heart space being in touch, and we decided to meet in Europe. And actually, I brought my wedding dress. I brought my whole family. I actually reserved a castle hotel for our honeymoon. I bought a wedding feast for our banquet, and then had this whole thing already set up. And I will tell the very short story now that he actually didn't come. But instead, what he did was give me a profound beginning journey of where I actually did find what true love was. And what I needed to do was have him be my motivating stepping stone as I went forward to actually find what happened next. And I won't go into that part yet. But We'll wait till after the commercial. But that those first initial places where here I was on the other side of the world and not being in touch through email, not being in touch through phone calls or Facebook, anything like that. It was just my heart just believing and trusting and having faith. And I proved something to myself that I actually can live that way and live big and let castles be part of my story and wedding feasts and allowing that to actually be part of my experience on this planet. So it took me way, way further than I ever thought. So I'll curve the story a little bit and say that I came back home, and that's actually where the story continues on, much more unexpected than I ever imagined. So that's the beginning of the story. Do you want me to stop now as you go to your commercial?
Sure, we probably should do that.
We can touch on this more in Heart Space because there's that's such a deep story. So
deep story, everyone. So, this is all about different ways you can experience love and in the realities that we are where we experience love. And as we tune in this month, what's really about this month, which shouldn't be any different than any other month, to be honest with you. But it becomes a focal point, don't you think, Joan, that it's in front of us everywhere. And we're very aware of whether we physically have someone with us and how we feel about that, opposed to other different ways to experience our realities.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this before, and I'm thinking about how it is scheduled too, because it's like, well, we have Christmas, you know, in the coldest part of the year usually. Well, February is kind of cold too, but we have Christmas, which is really, you know, a cold, dark time to bring in the light. You know, mm-hmm. it's you know, associated with pagan festivals, and so, you know, this time of year, it's like, brings in the heart, and it's like it's an inner warmth. So we've gone through mm-hmm. gratitude and gifts and all that. Now we're in this space of heart. And so, you know, it's like Emily's reminding us this every day can be Valentine's Day. You know, totally. The whole month can be Valentine's Day.
Totally. So, well, are we ready to go to commercial and then we'll come
sure.
back?
We'll have all to stop for commercial break.
We do.
Tuned.
So we'll drop into heart space when we get back, everyone. So hang in there.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, and I'm here with Janet, and we are talking about heart and consciousness, and our guest today is Emily Potter.
This is going to be fun, everybody. One reason we were excited about Emily joining us is because love transcends any reality. And it doesn't matter what reality you're in, you can experience love, you can feel love, you can be motivated by it. And so often, I know a lot of single people anymore, and they feel such a lack. And this is our Valentine's to them, don't you think, Joan? To remember what there is about love that so took us by the breath.
Well, and I think the other thing is what our gift is that you don't need to seek love outside yourself, and,
right.
and you don't need to seek it in external partnership. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Emily's story really tells you about that the love is inside. So do you want to tell us the rest of the story now we're on the other side of the commercial break, Emily?
I sure will. So I really like what you're saying, and so much of this is the love that I have found for myself and really eliminating barriers that I thought were there. And one of the biggest things I learned is we get to explore the infinite. We are infinite. We're going out. And as I did, I was telepathically in touch with this man, Giovanni, for 12 years. He was this dream man. I saw him in dreams, and we were meeting in the cosmic stars through our dreams and astral projecting to each other, and all of these beautiful things that this audience would understand, those sorts of terms. And one of the things that I have learned, and I'm going to say this as the punchline before I tell you the details, is that I must be able to bring this cosmic infinite being that I am into my three-dimensional form, my human form, and bring the two together. That's, otherwise I miss the whole point. I miss the whole point of love, that the love of just looking each other in the eyes and smiling and holding hands and giving a hug and service for each other and making a meal and dancing on the beach and laughing. These are the joyous love making experiences that we have as humans. And I never want to, my story to sound like, and I'm going to be doing this story for a whole month, and I will say this over and over again, that there's something that we're missing if we're not astral projecting, or if we're going out of body and not, you know, if we're missing those kind of things, we're not missing anything at all. If we're not missing, we have to stay in that present moment. So I learned that with this love story, and that's one of the biggest things that Giovanni taught me. My desire is true love. So Giovanni was motivating for me to actually help me step it up in my spiritual evolution. And as I was going towards him and evolving, then there was a point, and I already spoke that before this commercial, that he didn't actually show up at our place of rendezvous over there in Europe. We were in Germany, in Heidelberg, Germany. He didn't actually show up. And that was the moment that I had to just really figure out, am I crazy? Did I make this whole thing up for the last 12 years? I secretly had these dreams about this man. And once in a while, I would share it with someone, but it had to be someone that I really trusted. It was just this quiet little world that I was living in. And then I was finally out loud and saying, hey, I'm actually going to go across the world. And I didn't need to just go by myself. My whole family came with me because I was going to get married. This is a wild story even to me. What am I doing? I had a wedding dress in my suitcase. Like, I wasn't kidding around. So my family had very, very good questions saying, so do you feel like you're going to meet him and marry him on the same day? Like, that's a very, very good question. What about things like, does he snore? How is he with children? How is he with finances? Does he keep a budget? Like, these are good questions to ask in that three-dimensional form. And I was living so much in that cosmic ethereal world that it's not like I was being naive, but I was very much, I was just being one side of the pendulum, where because he didn't show up, I then had to ground myself. And so I did. So I wonder, should I keep talking, or should I just make sure that I just want to, this story can go on forever. I want to be very respectful.
Wait, well, do you want to take us into heart space, Janet? And we can ask more questions.
I think, because there's a lot of things that I can start to feel judgments that show up. Right. And out there about all this. And all of those are honest. But this is a love letter to the soul. And we have to put it in the right context, everyone. And the reality is, we're so invested in hard physicalness that we miss often the subtleties. And so there is no denying that getting a hug, real hug, and feeling that body is real is one thing. But you can also feel that hug and there's no one there, you know, but there is someone there. There's an energy there. So all of this is real. So we're asking all of us to let go for just a little bit in the next 35 minutes or so. Any kind of view you have, and just notice, and this is what we'll do. So we'll all drop into heart space, and Emily will join us there. And we'll just see what we notice from this place. So just take a few minutes. Put it all down. Take a moment. And just invite yourself to let go. Suspend any little voice that's like, just tell it to be quiet. Put it over there. Give it a good book. And that's actually what we're going to do. This is a wonderful story. And it's someone's reality on some level. And so we respect that. So let's just notice what it'd be like to just drop out of the everyday busyness. And you can just, this time, let's just picture a diving board out of the back of your eyes. And just do this incredible layback and allow yourself to drop down. Dive, 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 dive. And allow that pool to be so deep and bring you into that place where you might think you anchor your heart physically. And just that release. And just allow yourself to let that go. There you go. Just let it flow into your emotional terrain. And notice that. Notice those wonderful things that are there. And just keep going into the all of unified consciousness, the field of the heart. And these two are just at work. Feel that field. Be there. This is a place of relaxation. It's a place of grace. So feel the warmth, feel the support, and notice the non-judgment. We're all equal here. Whatever you've experienced is equal to the next thing you've experienced. It's just information. So feel that ease. And as Emily tells us a little bit more about her story, just notice how you're feeling, what you respond to, and what if. And allow yourself to keep asking, well, what if? What if? What if? All right, Emily, you got a couple of minutes here. Go for it, girl.
Oh, that was so beautiful, so relaxing. And so important, because I am reminded in this heart space how infinite possibilities truly are. So even the most skeptical minds actually do serve us quite a bit. And then in this place, it actually just allows us to just relax a little and just say that question of what if. So that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My intent along the whole story that I'm sharing with people through music and through these music videos that I have and the storytelling is true love. I intend to make all actions, all forces to towards true love, to be true love, to embody true love. And so this is my true love tour telling this story. So unexpected turn, the reason why his name was Giovanni is because I talked to an intuitive woman. I told you about 3 years ago, I had an activation spiritually. And this intuitive woman also saw this man that I had been in touch with. And she said, oh yes, this is absolutely real. You're not making this up, which was very nice to hear that I wasn't the only one. And she
confirmation is always nice.
Yeah, a little confirmation once in a while is nice. So she started to see some details about him. And one of the details was the word, his name started with a ja sound. So J-A. And she's like, well, maybe it's a John. Let's just say that it's John. Most likely we can just at least call him that. And I, in humor and the romantic that I am, I said, let's call him the Italian version. So I said, instead of John, it's Giovanni. And that's it. He was born, at least that name of his. Then she showed me other things about him, that he had a deep connection to lions, that he had a connection to Christ consciousness. And he wasn't religious, but very spiritual. And that was a top priority to him. He was significantly younger than me. That's what she saw, that we had some deep, profound connection from before this life together, and that he had a warrior spirit along, and so many other things. So I had just kind of a ballpark idea of what he was like. And then I also had my own list that I received intuitively, that we would grow together spiritually, we would travel together, we would be musicians together. So that just gives you a little bit of an idea of who this man is. And I was very excited about it. One of the things that I did that actually got me off path a little bit as I was going towards him is that I got really wrapped up in the idea of a wedding and a big party, celebration, the actual marriage itself. And one of the things that the woman said is, it's really important that you stay in that heart space, which is exactly what we do here right now. Stay in that heart space and let the details just let go. Let go of those details. Those are the romantic ideals. And yet they could actually cloud your vision, where you really just want the connection. You want that connection to happen. And I really like what you said earlier that there's a physical hug that we can have as humans, and then there's actually that invisible hug, that energetic hug that happens, and that's just as real. And that's actually how it started. If we go at the very beginning of my story, is that I was driving in my car and I just reached over to the passenger side, and I just felt like I was holding someone's hand, and it lasted probably maybe like 30 seconds, maybe 25. And that moment, there are moments like that we have all the time that we could either take seriously or we could not. We could just brush that away. And I decided to take that seriously. Maybe not that day, but I thought back to that many times. And that actually has become one of the lyrics of my song, too, that just the beginning of the whole experience of, wow, what is this invisible world that I'm actually experiencing here? And am I able to take it seriously? And it has led me on this fantastic journey because I said yes to these things and to trusting my heart. So coming back again, so imagining I'm in Heidelberg, Germany, and I have my wedding dress in my suitcase, and it's raining and it's pathetically gray afternoon on December 22nd, 2011. I have my family around me and they're full of question marks. And there I was, and I got stood up. He didn't actually come. And it was in those moments where all of the doubts that I have let just be on the sidelines, they actually came in and rushed into my being. And it felt like this deep darkness just consumed me with doubts and question marks and those inner voices that we have that tells us not so fun, nice things. And what it felt like was, wow, Emily, you have gone way too far. You have made this up. You're completely out of reality, and you're getting on the lines of scary. And all of these things, and my whole physiology actually sunk down. I was sitting in that cathedral in Germany and just felt like this huge weight on me. And it's scared of what other people would think, and, you know, my family asking questions, and, oh, what if, all of those dark places that I went with just consuming doubts. And I remember that all along this way, I continually decided to have that faith, that thread of faith. And I thought, I wonder if I could find that thread of faith now in this place of darkness where he's not here. This is where we said we were going to meet. And the reason why I knew that is because I saw it in a vision. I don't know if I can trust any of these things, but what if I actually could still have faith? And where would that be? Where's the light in all of this? And then I found it. I found it. It's almost like this thread of light, almost like a rope being thrown to me from the other side. And I, in my mind, reached for it, and I then very sternly with assertion said no to all of the doubts and all of the darkness. I said no. I am going to keep walking forward. I'm going to keep having faith because my heart is in the right place. I want love. That's a beautiful and noble thing. I want true love, whatever it looks like. This looks a lot different than what I thought. It's not what I expected, but I'm ready to keep moving. And that's something that I've learned so big on this journey is just to keep going, keep moving. Just let yourself keep going. If the dream hasn't manifest yet, then the dream is still there ready for you to embrace it. So I found it. I found that string of light, and I grasped it and then just walked away. And I have to say in humor that a lot of these moments, because I'm a musician and a songwriter, have become some of the most pathetically beautiful pieces that I have to share with the audiences. So this beautiful, sad, dreary day where it's raining outside, it has become this beautiful music video that I'm able to share. You can see that on my website even. And this song that has rung so deeply in my core that I'm able to share with the audiences up the West Coast. It's a funny thing to say now, definitely not in the moment so great, but.
Got it. What are you noticing, Joan?
Well, several things. And I want to share that, I mean, my logical mind wants to keep, you know, well, where was he? but, yeah. You know, I had an experience in 2003 of reconnecting with my first boyfriend. And just by email, we never even spoke. And in 2 months, he was hit by a car and died. And I started having these amazing experiences of him after he died. And actually didn't even know that, nobody knew that he had died for the first few days. He was hit by a car on his bicycle and he didn't have any ID. So what I noticed was this amazing experience of love with this being that was the ultimate of what we all would like to have when we're in relationship, which would have been impossible to have had in form with him. Just knowing both of us and the quirkiness and the we would never have had that in form. So I keep thinking, you know, you had this true and real relationship with this being in this incredible area of pure love. And where it didn't sync up was when, with the expectations of trying to bring both your physical forms here. And who knows if he was existing, you know, in some other time, space, or you know, dimension. And it opened your heart to something more, you know, with what you were just saying. So,
I think,
you're spot on.
Go ahead.
You are spot on. That was beautifully said.
I think what I'm aware of in listening is, and I don't mean to downplay this at all, but there is a certain common thread through it that we all who are open, this is our story, right? We've all had, when you get to a certain age, we've all had these experiences of energy that have embodiment and disembodiment to it. And if we are fortunate enough, we're able to see how they enrich our self in this reality, this hard reality that we call life here. And your description, you can go, oh yeah, I remember that, and oh yeah, I did that, and there's this, you know, and it's just an awareness of how we can downplay these wonderful experiences that we have when we limit ourselves to saying everything has to be stuck hard and rigid and logical.
Or come into stuck hard and rigid form, you know?
Yes, yes. And we hold these perception about what is real and not real. And, you know, what is therapeutic and what needs to be therapized. Whatever it is, you know, the word needs to have a pill. You know, all these distinctions that we make, and the what it comes down to, I think, is how you deal with what the setup winds up being. Right? Emily turned this experience around, realized true love out of it. Right? It wasn't the fairy tale version that we all are brought up on. It was like, what is really an act of faith for herself, for her truth? That's what true love is, right? It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's what you experience it as. So it's delightful to give this energy a space to be, and for all of us and all our listeners out there who I bet the majority were like, right, I've had that, I've done that. Oh, yeah, I didn't know what to think about that one, right? It's delightful to share that space with it.
You know, and I love that you said that and you made reference to a fairy tale, because I've thought about that quite a bit. I had this intuitive woman, almost like a fairy godmother. I'm in a castle in Europe, and I'm the fairy princess and all of these things. And you look at fairy tales, and actually there are some pretty crazy fairy tales out there. There's dragons and witches. And
yeah, they're not all user-friendly, that's for sure.
They've actually got barbaric start. You know, it's like child-eating witches, you know, and,
yeah, and people,
parents dying and stuff. Yeah, right?
True. And the truth is, I look back a little bit and I'm telling this story from my heart, and I've definitely had vulnerable moments, and here I'm able to laugh about it a little bit. And yet, would the story have any, where would I have learned a little in that moment if he actually was there? And then he was there, and then we got married in the end.
Yes, right.
where's the growth? And therefore, I've had to look at life differently. Like, wow, this is an actual mystery. This is an adventure that I'm playing. All right, then, let's keep going and see what happens. So I like that you made that reference to that fairy tale perspective.
Well, and I think your point is well taken, is where, what realities, there's nothing to say that you didn't meet in some parallel dimensional experience here, because we're all familiar with that. There's nothing to say that in another time-space dimension, that connection was already there, and it's playing out. And in this context, it doesn't need to play out the same way it's playing out in those contexts. So, but what we do is in heart space, we can access all of that. And that's real. So if we all could just not imagine, picture, or whatever, let's watch our language here. Just allow yourself to be present, and someone you love, allow them to come into your place of space, of being. What would it be like? What is it like to feel them behind you? To feel them embrace you? To know that they're always present? That the physical is just a boundary? And what that's like? Because it's as real as you allow it to be real. And we might think in the hurly-burliness, especially of the West Coast, Southern California or Seattle or Portland, any metropolitan area, that where does this have place? And it does. It's right there. It's in your heart. And it's your willingness to say it's real. So I can feel that. Now, who else comes to mind? Allow them to be present. Emily talks a lot about her guardian angels and her different relationships and tracking her relatives and finding that they're validated as real people. And we all have that. We all do. We just have to allow ourselves to let it be real. And I don't think we're harming anyone. Now, there are certainly the places where you can hear we go, okay, we need a pill. And we're not going there. Neither the three of us have gone there with this. We have realized to the level that it enriches ourselves, which is what love does. And all of us have got plenty of experience with all kinds of different parameters. And we choose to still experience love, because that's what consciousness is. And you can be petty about it, or you can be in this state with us, that's all there is. No conditions. Can't be bartered. Can't be granted. Can't be taken. Can't be given. It's just present. All right. How are we doing there, everybody?
Feels good.
Yeah, you know, Emily mentioned real quick, you mentioned Christ consciousness earlier on, and I've worked with Christ consciousness energy, and you know, we're talking about this experience of love, and the consciousness shift that we're all collectively going through is allowing our physical form to bring in more consciousness, and what consciousness is this overwhelming love experience. So we can experience within our forms this ultimate love that, in its pure form, that you know, so we spend most of our lives running around trying to find in someone else. So that's the thing I notice when we're all sitting here in heart space, and that resonance is just reverberating.
This is what we each feel. So everyone, it's kind of time to come back. And I know you're going to go, oh no, but it's true. So notice what this is, what you feel, what's real. And there's no difference with whether you're aware of it or not. It's still present. And like Emily, she drops into this state often. And like Joan and I, we do our best to be here all pretty a lot of the time. You can do it too. So whatever you've explored with us in these last few moments is real. Notice how you're breathing. Notice where your attention has taken you. And that is what is nice about physical reality, is that we do feel things physically. There is a way and a space that is quite untouchable in other realms. But there's also, it's just one part of the big picture. So as we come back, step back into that emotional filter and notice what that's looking like now. Has it cleared? Have you gained something? And keep come back and come back up into being present. And notice if that feels the same as it did before. Or in being present now, you have much more awareness. And what the rest of the week will be like from here. There we go. There we go. It's very quiet out there, isn't it, girls?
Everyone's humming.
I mean, so I guess it's time to go back to commercial break.
All right. So we want to invite you to hold this humming experience that you're having. And we're going to go to commercial break. But stay tuned, because we have a lot more to talk about with Emily Potter on heart, space, and consciousness.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm Joan Newcomb, along here with Janet Barrett. And Janet and I are leading-edge creators in the field of consciousness technology, and we have been talking about love and heart space and consciousness. And we've been joined here by Emily Potter, who's a musician and matrix practitioner, and she was sharing with us the powerful experience of love with a man that she knew telepathically, energetically, multidimensionally. And she's celebrating Valentine's Day for the whole month of February, performing a true love tour up the West Coast. And I wanted to really quick let people know where she's going to be next. So this Saturday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, she's going to be in Berkeley, and from 7 to 9 p.m. At Tara's Temple. So you can find out where it is at tarastemple.com, and that's Tara's with two R's. It's $20. No one's turned away. And then after that, she's going to be up in Portland on February 27th, again from 7 to 9 p.m. She's at the Everett House Healing Center. You can go find that at everetthousehealing.com.
And this is Wednesday. Where are you tonight, Emily? Are you performing tonight?
I'm going to be performing some other places that aren't on the website right now, but I can certainly let people know as it comes. Really fun things are happening. Like last night at the San Diego show, I had a man who was so touched by the performance that he told his friend in Monterey about it, and we're now putting together a performance in Monterey. So things like that are going to continue to happen as I go up the West Coast. And I have a performance in Nevada City and in Mount Shasta area. So lots of places that are sprouting up for sure.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's great. It's giving birth to new things.
Birth to new things. So in 1 minute, Emily, what do you know now that you didn't know before?
Well, there's a fun part of the story, a little twist, that the day that I got back off the plane, back home, I met a man in the parking lot. It wasn't a castle. It wasn't a cathedral. It was a parking lot. And his name was Joshua. And that starts with a jaw sound. And mm-hmm. I have then been in love with this man because my angels, as I was walking towards him on our first date, his angels and my angels came to me and whispered, "This is the man. We know that you're confused about Giovanni, but this is the man that we would like you to consider falling in love with."
And how fun.
It was. Actually, it was very discouraging. I didn't understand it, but this is because I didn't understand. How could I be in touch with one man and fall in love with the other? And this is
like
the,
being unfaithful to the energy part
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. And yet, this is what I was saying as the punchline before, is that it would have been to my detriment to continue to chase that ethereal cosmic Giovanni when really he was a stepping stone in getting me strong enough spiritually to understand the limitlessness and the infinite being that Joshua is. So I've been in love with Joshua now for 3 years, and this True Love Tour is bringing us to a whole new level of our relationship, and there's a lot more things that it can go into at that point, but we won't go into it now. But there's this we're in the middle of my story right now with where this goes next, and I can tell you that I have never, ever known true love as much as I know it with this man, Joshua.
Well, there you go, everyone, right? There's the unexpected, and it's
inspiring. It lets people know out there that it's possible.
Well, and that's the truth of it. You follow your passion. You follow your heart. You go through these adventures. It's not what you think it is. It never is, right? But you have to start somewhere. And where you wind up, we don't know. But it's all the journey of enlightenment. It's all the journey of love. And who knows what's possible, right? And who Emily is now from where she was before, it's a work in progress. So we celebrate love with you. And thank you so much for sharing your story, Emily. And we wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
We wish you the very, very best. And keep those experiences going because they're obviously you're doing something there, girl.
It's a lot of fun. I'm having a blast. This is the best way to live for myself. It's wonderful. Thank you.
All right. And hello to Joshua. Good luck with him.
Right.
I will pass along your hello. Thank you.
All right. And Joan, what do we need to wrap up with, sweetie?
Oh, well, we want to remind folks that we love hearing from you. If you have any ideas or suggestions, or if you have any questions for us, you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. And you can also join us on Facebook and at Twitter. We're on Facebook. You can look us up as Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, or you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet, or follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. All run together, and we'll give you we'll respond to you. If you've got any questions, we can answer them on the air. We'll give you your 15 minutes of fame or something equally great.
Or equally great, an awareness of heart space, right? Now, so let's just all notice, because we've got just a few minutes here, of all the places we've been. And
Heidelberg and Utah.
Time.
And San
time,
Diego.
Time. There is no time in love, is there? There really isn't. And who's to say? We don't want to put any pressure on Joshua, but maybe he's part of something that was there before, right? So we want to thank all of you and notice today and tomorrow and this Valentine's Day as it rolls around. And how to love yourself. and notice if you don't have a physical partner and you don't have an email partner and you don't have that in your life, what it'd be like to love yourself. What can you do to enjoy what we're all with right now? And we welcome you, wish you the very best, and we'll look forward to much more. There's so much more. So much more. This is our month to talk about a lot of emotional things, because this is stuff that needs to get aired out, don't you think, Joan?
Well, it coming to the surface, and you know, like Emily said, she had to clear the way for her to be able to have love in physical form. It's like we need to clear the way in order for us to have this experience of consciousness of love in our physical form. So it's letting go of the fantasy. It's letting go of the illusion. It's you know, the Hollywood movies. I was thinking about how Disney movies, you know, it's like you meet the handsome prince and you marry him 3 seconds later, and you're you know, and you're supposed to be happy for the rest of your life. You never lose your 12-inch waist, and you know. You look beautiful forever.
Well, that's the power of Shrek, right? As the story continues, you see what happens, right? Once the enchantment kind of shapes itself a little bit and the glossy disappears. So we'll leave everyone on that note, and thank you for joining us this week.
So you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett.
And we'd like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.